Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From the Auto World Plaza in the Greasy Garage Studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
With me right here in the Greasy Garage Studio. I'm sitting here in the Auto World Plaza right downtown Boise, Idaho. It's good to have you along. Today here in Auto World, we're going to find out Buick unveiled a brand new to America compact SUV, and believe it or not, it's under $24,000. Prices are starting to fall a little bit, and that's a good, makes me feel so good, doesn't it? You? Huh? Finally? It might give you the little push you need to go and maybe buy that new car. Now, why would we need a new car? Well, we get tired of the seat that, like I'm sitting on, it's an F-100 Ford seat, this Kalal class, because it's an old truck seat, see? Everything gets worn out. And, of course, we're always looking at the Las Vegas. I said the one-armed bandit. It's all about the mileage. That little digital or roll type of mileage number thing you got there in front of you, looking out right below the windscreen, called the windshield. It's called I call it the Las Vegas. You know, it's a gambling machine. It's all about the numbers. As the numbers go up on your Las Vegas rolling machine there, it's called the speedometer, odometer. You got the speedometer, it tells you how fast those odometer numbers are going. You know, the faster the speedometer goes, the faster the odometer goes. It's all in the numbers. So the more numbers you get on the odometer, the faster the parts wear out. And what is the magic number, really? If you own an automobile, a vehicle that burns electricity, called an EV, or one that burns propane, or one that burns hydrogen. Yes, I know some of you there in California might even have a hydrogen automobile already. Okay, so you're burning something. Gasoline, diesel, something. Propane, hydrogen, etc. Well, if you're burning it, you're going down the road and you're getting everything to wind whistle at you. And that means that, well, one thing, the parts are going to get no more miles on them, and they're going to fail. Every part is different. Over the board, though, everybody always asks me, is an automobile, Mark, my car, my truck, is it worn out when it hits about 100,000 miles? Do I need to get rid of it at 75,000? I need to get rid of it at 100,000? Or do I just keep the thing all the way to, well, until it falls apart? Good question. First, every automobile out there, as you found, probably you've probably owned more than one in your life. And I want to say hi to all the first time listeners and all the first time, you know, drivers, the young folks that just now have purchased their automobile, and they purchased that automobile because of maybe what mom or dad or aunt and uncle or friend or neighbor said to them. Get that one. Get that model. That one over there. That one's a good one. Well, why do we say that? We say that because maybe the parts last longer, meaning that there's no problems with that brand, with that model, and that's why they're recommending it to the younger generation. Which one have you found is the best for you? Do you buy because of what your neighbor, your relative, or the guy behind the microphone, which is me, might say that model, that make is the best? I've been asked here, what do I drive for my everyday driver? I'm lucky enough that I have a lot of different brands, and I want to say that is there one better than another? No, but you have to buy what you need for the application that you're using it for. Period. And you know, do not expect, this is just an example, but don't expect an old Geo Metro that has a three-cylinder in it to tow your big fifth-wheel camp trailer. I get a kick out of that every once in a while. I'll see a Honda Odyssey going down the road that has no frame. No frame. A frame is a piece of metal that goes from the front to the back of that automobile. One piece. Honda Odyssey. Where's the frame? It's kind of like, where's the beef? Well, the frame is the beef. I have a beef because they don't have any frame. But I get a kick out of the Honda Odyssey, folks. You folks over there that have one of those and you got a trailer hitch on the back, where it's mounted to sheet metal. And here you are towing a big, huge camp trailer. I call it a bumper pull because a fifth wheel is where, you know, your fifth wheel is hooked to the back and the bottom of the box of your pickup truck, and you can do a 360 with that thing because, see, the fifth wheel comes down and mounts into the back of the truck. Well, anyway, you can't have a fifth wheel coming through the roof of a Honda Odyssey, but my point is if you're that person's going to wear out parts on the Honda Odyssey faster than the person that owns the other Honda Odyssey that's not towing a trailer. Besides that, folks, a Honda Odyssey's got some transmission problems. You don't want to tow with it. I said it. I actually put, I think, four or five transmissions in one Honda Odyssey over a period of 400,000 miles because they used it. They used it 400,000 miles. It was four transmissions. So, yeah, let's count the Las Vegas wheel. We got 400,000, one transmission for every 100,000 miles. See, they only go so far. So expect to replace your parts. Today on Auto World, Buick. New to America, under 24,000. Also, they confirmed it this week. This is brand new. They confirmed it this week. The return of the Mini Moto. Stay tuned for that. Also, you, my friends, are slamming on the brakes on this one. You don't want it. You don't like it. And also, at the end of this hour, we have a word with Mark. But always, as always, we have the email bag. Eddie, the engine emailer, is in the house. He's got the email bag on his lap. And I promise you, now, email-wise, if you have a problem now, 911. In fact, one just came in. Let's wait for that to finish. Okay. 911 means you need help now. So if put a 911 on there, and then Eddie will get that to me as soon as possible, or you can do it live right here. And the address, again, is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. I have a 911. Let's read it. It's live coming in at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. It says, 911, Mark, help. Just yesterday, a noise came to be on my Toyota Camry driving forward. It makes a small, dry, raspy sound. It has no noise when going in reverse. I'm wondering if I should have it towed to the repair shop or drive it over to them. Towing or driving? Thanks for all you do here. Matt, listening to you in St. Petersburg, Florida. Awesome. Let's do a shout-out. Shout out to our great Auto World affiliate right there in St. Petersburg, Florida. And that is WWPR AM 1490, Bradenton, Sarasota, St. Petersburg, Florida. And everyone there, good to have you along. Appreciate it. There's our shout out horn. Matt, it's good to have you along. Appreciate it. Absolutely. Listening to us there on WWPR AM 1490. Yeah, good noise. Thanks. This is a 911. That means Matt needs help now. Matt, that means do you drive it or do you not drive it? That's how I'm kind of, you know, getting your 911 call here. Okay, the sound, the raspy sound. Sounds like you got a Toyota Camry driving forward but not in reverse. You more than likely have what Axelrod Alex has got going on. He's got a hub bearing out, and I think you do too, Matt. Hub bearing. Toyota Camry. You have them in the rear, and you also have them in the front of that Toyota Camry. And that means that you're going to have a raspy, dry sound going forward. Remember, that car is used to going forward at all times. So that means when you go in reverse, the needle bearings in the hub bearing itself are wearing in a different way. They're not on the thrust side, causing it not to make the noise. Matt, appreciate the email. Send me back an email address. I can send you out a gift bag. Appreciate it right here from the Auto World Plaza. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. Thanks, Matt. Appreciate it. We're going to take a little short break. Oh, when we come back, you slammed on your brakes on this one. Who's going to tell you when? It's
you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is a process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare, and the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
get some coffee grounds and sprinkle them on this old F-100 Ford seat here. The crew here, Bobby Biesser, my PR director, he had to go to the junkyard. He had to give me a new seat to sit on this week. Smells, a little antique-ish smell. But coffee grounds, yeah, I sprinkle a little coffee grounds on here, and I'm sitting on them right now. It just absorbs the smell, so I'm getting all caffeined out right now. Good to have you along. This is Auto World. I'm Mark Evans. Appreciate you being here. Got a little trivia for you right off the bat. Talking about seats, what was the first car to use power-operated seats? Power-operated seats. Wow. Yes, they were the very first to use power-operated seats on the 1947 Packard line. The Packard came in. Ask the man who owns one. That was their slogan back in that day. Power-operated seats. Oh, and by the way, on that note, if you've got a power-operated seat on the driver's side, duh, the driver's side is going to be going out before the passenger side. You can actually fix that yourself, folks. It's called dirt. You will not believe how much dirt, lint, whatever, like McDonald's and Burger King wrappers, get sucked into the motor, including hair. I know you don't have a pet in your car, but hey, you won't believe what we find here at the Greasy Garage when we get asked, hey, my power seat motor won't go back all the way, or it won't go up. I need to move it up. Mark, my wife got in there and moved it up, and now I got to get it back because my legs are longer. Well, for an emergency 911 on that little call, folks, all you got to do is tap the motor with a little bit of a hammer. Just barely tap it while you're hitting the button. And that will cause that motor to ignite again and start working again. And that's what it's all about. So, again, little hammer, huh? But get the motor replaced. And what usually takes those motors out is dirt. So back to the word detail. Get yourself a cordless little handheld vacuum cleaner and suck that dirt up and get it out of there. Okay, now, here on Auto World, we like to get the most... Oh, what the heck? Yeah, you folks are putting the skids on it. You're slamming your brakes. Most all of us are anyway. Come to find out, you're putting your brakes on these subscription services for the cars, your car. Yep. I reported, I think it was about a year ago here on Auto World, I talked about that the car companies were going to go ahead and talk about power-operated seats. Nope, you don't get them. The motor's there, but they don't work. You have to buy the subscription to get them to work. You like air conditioning? You got to buy the subscription. Hey, do you like to... It goes on from there. Well, most of you said after a year... on these one monthly subscription services, we don't like them. Yeah, you said enough is enough. Well, a lot of the automakers like Porsche, BMW, Volvo, they allowed you as customers to register for, your own monthly subscription services that are offered in your vehicle entertainment software. Data features, performance capabilities, access to hardware features like a power-operated seat. Well, according to this brand-new survey, a huge population base of all of us said we don't like it. We finally put the skids on them. Oh, yeah. According to the survey, 1,200 of you, car shoppers, in February in 2023, were asked about your ideas and where you stand regarding these monthly subscriptions that allow certain features and services for your car that you purchase from this manufacturer. 69% of you didn't want to pay for it anymore. Yeah. A lot of you said, no, we're not even going to pay for it up front. While 7% answered they would be in favor of the subscription model for their car. But only 7% of you said that's okay. We'll use it. Now, what they found out in the survey, that household income displayed insight for whether these services would be worth the financial investment. Of course, everything we do, including your TV, your internet, wherever you might be, you have to pay for a subscription. Well, they found out that 57% of individuals who made less than $30,000 a year would not be able to favor the auto subscription service. But yet 10% of you said you would. Now, they also found out that Well, according to the results, 83% of you in living households that made over $150,000 a year stated that they would not be willing to pay for the service either. And only 6% of you at that pay scale said, we will. So, if you made $30,000 or less or $150,000 or more, both categories said, no, we don't want to pay for these subscriptions. Give us back our power seat. Give us back our radio. Give us back our CD. Give us back our DVD. Our kids are screaming in the back seat because we don't have the move, their show on. Their game's going. There it is. So, you know, again, back to not you and I, but the car manufacturers thought they'd try this and it did not work. They tried to squeak us for a couple more bucks and, of course, it did not work. Yay to the people, the power of the people. Thank you. That's what it's all about right there. Well, you know, Buick's been around a long, long time. Well, this time around, they decided to go ahead, talk about numbers and prices. They're going to offer all of you. This is the first listen for the 2024 Buick Envista ST. Yep, starting under $24,000. It's an SUV. It's a direct challenge to the premium import brands. Yes, they're really doing it. Buick says we can build something, and Buick is America, American made. They're going after the foreign SUVs. They unveiled it this last week, and it's basically a new to America compact SUV, the 2024 Envista, designed to compete in the premium compact crossover segment. Buick said that the Envista offers the cargo space and utility of an SUV. Packaged inside a sporty and sleek sedan. Now, the difference between a sedan and a SUV, of course, is the, well, SUV is a little bit bigger, a little bit more square in the back. This is a sedan, like a four-door sedan car. Now, it's the same, basically it's the same size, Buick says, as the existing Buick Envision. The overall length is only 0.1 inches longer, and it's 3 inches shorter wheelbase. Makes it a little bit shorter. Wonder if, we're talking a little bit about price when we come back from the short break, but I wonder if it gets more fuel economy, and it does it burn fuel? We'll find out right after a little short break. I'm Mark Evans.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
USA News Update. A Republican candidate for president isn't committing to signing a party loyalty oath to support the 2024 nominee.
I don't prefer party loyalty oaths, but it's important to have the competition. I want to participate in the debate.
Speaking on Fox News Sunday, former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson did not answer directly if he would back former President Trump if he wins the GOP nomination. Fire sends folks headed for the exits at Disneyland.
A giant animatronic dragon burst into flames on Saturday night. The head of the 45-foot-tall Maleficent dragon caught fire in the middle of the show, Fantasmic. The production was stopped as the fire spread. There are no reports, though, of injuries.
Jeff Schell, the CEO of NBC Universal, is out after admitting to an inappropriate relationship with a female employee. Dave Collins, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Shifter, and he stabbed her into fifth gear, and then the chromium-plated, fully illuminated, genuine accessory shift knob come right off in his hand. I says, you want to screw that thing back on, Earl?
He's trying to... Got to make sure things are tight. You do. And in fact, let me see here. I think I've got it right here. I got to make sure the lug nuts are tight again. Yep, lug nuts are tight. Hey, you do have to make sure that... I know you don't worry about your lug nuts, but they do have to be torqued down in a certain pattern. 5 or 6 lug nuts, 8 lug nuts. If you do not torque them down in a certain type of torque pattern, crisscross pattern, folks, it's going to warp your rotors and you're going to be having squealy brakes. Squealy brakes. That's not even a word. Squeal brakes. Okay, well, it's noisy brakes. Okay, this 2024, folks, is Buick 24, the first listen for the 2024 Buick Envista ST. Under $24,000. Is it an EV or does it burn... Is it an internal combustion engine? ICE. Well, it is an internal combustion engine. Envista will come with a 1.2-liter turbocharged engine paired with a 6-speed automatic transmission. The output, Buick estimates this 2024 Envista ST. The final output, horsepower-wise, will be 136 horsepower and 162 pound-feet of torque with a 1.2 liter. Now, what we all really want to know, range, Mark. I want to know the range. That's right. The range on this GM estimated at 30 miles per gallon in combined city and highway driving. 30. It's pretty good. That's your range. So Buick's back. Buick's back with a four-door, that is a 2024 Invista ST under $24,000. And they're there to give the foreign, competition some competition. Now, it comes standard with the Buick Driver Confidence Package, Driver Assistant Tech. It includes the automatic emergency braking, keep you in the lane assist, lane departure warning, the Intel Beam, auto high beam lights that turn on and off automatically. So for an economical priced car, it has all the luxury items, creature features, as I call it, inside the cockpit for under $24,000. One thing it has is that it has the new ultra-wide infotainment display, which stretches across 19 diagonally inches of combined LCD screens. When you sit behind that steering wheel and you look down at the go pedal. So, talk about infotainment. Things have changed in the auto world where, in fact, like my 1916, remember the metal dashes with no gauges? What? That's right. It's all electronically controlled. Some of us, well, we call it drive-by-wire. So no matter if you're driving an EV or driving a gas, a nice type of vehicle, you're still running on electricity. So one reminder that you need to remind yourself of the battery that's in your automobile. If you're driving a diesel or a gas vehicle or a propane or hydrogen vehicle, hydrogen does not have a battery, but let's get back to the gas or diesel. Check your sticker out on your battery. Find out. We just had one happen here at the Greasy Garage shop that, in fact, the customer thought it was only a year old. Come to find out, as we exposed the battery, I looked at the little round sticker, looked for a letter, I looked for a number. The letter is the month, and, of course, the last two numbers are the date. So the letter means that Z would be January, February, March would be the very last month of our year. And then if you had an A, it would be for January. December would be the tall letter in the alphabet. That's what those stickers are about. Now, if you do not have a sticker on your battery, folks, it's branded in there. It's like literally melded with a brand into the plastic box. But overall, what I'm doing is preventive maintenance. I want to make sure that your battery is not going to fail you when you go out and are having fun with your friends. Now, coming up here on Auto World, we've got for you, they confirmed it this last week, this company. It's Honda. The return of the Mini Moto is coming up here in a little bit. But most of all, I look forward to your emails and your phone calls. The number hasn't changed since 1992. It's 855-660-4261. Also, email autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Follow me on Facebook again, and you can go ahead and reach me. I reach out to be a friend on Facebook. We're maxed at 5,000 right now. We can't have any more now, but please go ahead and friend us anyway, just in case somebody drops out, something happens, or whatever. Instagram account. Instagram is autoworldmedia. Always head over there, look at the photos we put up and the topics we're going to be talking about. Podcast. That means you can go back at any time to listen to whatever hour, what year, what month, whatever it might be. And the best way to find the podcast is Auto World. Just Google Auto World Mark Evans. I'm on LinkedIn under my name, Mark Evans. It's good to be there with you. And our website is autoworldmedia.com. Now, through the week, too, I just want to refresh the memory here, is that, in fact, you can, consulting. This last week, we've got quite a few. Eddie's shaking his head, yes. Eddie, the engine emailer, takes care of the emails. We've got quite a few emails coming in, as I ask you folks to deliver, to help you with your car needs and your problems and your questions about the prices of buying a new car or trying to get rid of a used car. I'm helping a client right now that, we just sold the 32 Buick for her. On an auction, and I'm helping out with that. We do a lot of that. And then also with the auto repair side, I help you there. No problems talking to your repair shop, your transmission shop. All I need is for you to email me, say, I don't understand this, that they said these words to me. I don't understand it, Mark. Why is the price so high? I just like to help, and there's no cost to that, by the way. So I can also help you actually sell a automobile and give you a direction on where to sell it at. I want to tell you one thing. If you do want to go into basically have a vacation or go to a car show without ever leaving your house where you're sitting right now in your favorite chair listening to me, Auto World Hair, go to bringatrailer.com. Bringatrailer.com. That is literally a car show right there in the palm of your hand on your cell phone. You'll be amazed. You'll not only find out maybe a car that you used to own or a car that you own right now, what it is actually selling for. Such a variety. Those folks do such a good job doing that. We're going to have a 1960 Cadillac Eldorado convertible go up here starting next week, and hopefully sell that for a client and get the right owner for that car. That's what it's all about. Hey, you know, it's not always about price. It's about getting the right price and the right owner. Looks like a Teletype is... What? The Teletype still works? Woo! God, that thing is still working. Thing is from 1911, and it still works. And it just brought in... Well, my gosh, this is awesome. General Motors is investing $579 million in the next-gen small block V8 engine production. Huh? Yep. The auto industry, of course, is on an electrified path, as you know. We've talked about it here. Well, the internal combustion engines are going to be left by the wayside. Well, General Motors says, oh, no. ICE vehicles are evolving alongside their EV counterparts in a big, big way. In fact, like you said, General Motors announced this just this last week. Very large investment in four of its production facilities in the United States of America, including $579 million in support of the next-gen small-block V8 engine at its Flint, Michigan location, folks. Congratulations, everybody there in Michigan. Flint, oh, yeah. That's where our cars are being made. Well, now... $579 million is going to go into the next gen. Can't hardly wait to see what size it is. What kind of? Well, it's going to be a small block V8, according to General Motors. But, you know, how many liters, how much horsepower? It's actually, it goes towards the production of the sixth generation small block V8. Well, congratulations. Thank you. I appreciate it, General Motors. Well, yeah. It means a lot. Duramax engine. It's coming next, too. We're going to come back, and we've got for you, they confirmed it, right here on Auto World.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
There's always a trail in front of us. And which trail do we take? Do we go north, south, east, west, northeast, southeast? Well, we go everywhere, don't we? There's roads everywhere, which we could call it a trail. But also, I guess the trail we call is highways and roadways and driveways and parkways and is all asphalted. Some are concreted. The trail is sometimes dirty and dirt. Yes, Honda. They have woke up the trail again. Folks, Honda confirmed it this last week. They're returning the Minimoto, the scooter, and the trial motos, models. Motos and models, all of them. Scooter, trail models, and motos, Minimotos. Honda, they're waking it up. Now, I do know that I own a Honda little CT70, and the prices are heading north is where they're going. And that's a good thing. I like that trail. American Honda confirmed it, the return of a number of two-wheel products. Oh, yeah. Like motorcycles. For model years 2023 and 2024. A range of categories that represent Honda's commitment to producing high-quality two-wheelers. For the casual riders that we might be, how about the nostalgia-driven customers like you and I? Or even the niche-focused enthusiast? Yeah, I got a little niche there. Itch or niche? Niche. Honda's retro-inspired Trail 125 receives updates to its engine package. Oh, yeah. We always need a little more money. I call money horsepower because it costs money to have horsepower. But they're doing a new color for 2023. Also, the Honda Trail 125, it's proof that classics never go out. We all like them, and we want them back. And that's why Honda decided to do it. The CT models of the 60s, the model year, the vintage look, they're bringing it back. And back then, their slogan was, you meet the nicest people on a Honda. Well, I see it as when you and I are up on the trail and I meet you coming down the trail, we're basically taking time off and we're on vacation and we're all nice because we love to be up there on the mountain. on that trail. The Rookus is a model they're bringing back. But let's back up. Let me give you the prices on the Honda, the 2023-2024 Honda Trail 125. MSRP is going to be right at $3,990. Pearl Organic Green. And it's going to be available at the end of this month. Now, the Rookus is another model, dual round headlights. You get a, you know, Rookus, you know, that's, they're making it a little bit rougher looking. It's a scooter, it's a sculpture of a scooter, customized for group riders, of course. But hey, it's Rookus. And Rookus is something that is going to be basically black or beige. It's going to be available at the end of the month. And the MSRP on that is $2,899. The Metropolitan now is another model they're bringing back. It's a round town type of transportation on two wheels. It's got European inspired, like a sleek look, rounded bodywork on it. And they're going to have features on the in dash and under seat storage compartments. Yay! We need that. And it also has a convenient hook for securing a bag for daily commuting to the grocery store or the Sunday coffee shop. Now, it's got a pretty good price on it. It's going to be available actually at the end of May. And the color? Matte, armored green metallic. And also they're going to give it to you in a blue metallic. And that price, MSRP price on that is $2,649. So look forward to a two-wheeler through the Honda. The Minimoto, the scooter, and the trail models are now going to come back with a vengeance. They're going to give it to us big time. I'm glad they are. Like I said, I enjoyed it. I had to really hunt for this 1970 Honda CT70 that I have that is basically that burn orange style. One headlight, little seat. What a great little mini bike. I grew up with seeing those on, you know, mom and dad's pickup trucks as they were heading out to the trail and having fun. And it's a little bitty, like what they're bringing back, that you can just pick up and go. I had friends, parents back in the day. Did you have a step through Honda 90, the red one, with the some of them had the auxiliary extra fuel tank? Yeah, my God, you know, those things are just going up in value big time. Here on Auto World again, I'm just a fresh reminder that I want to make sure that you need to know that I'm here for you through the week, and the best way to get a hold of me is autoworldradio@yahoo.com, and that's good throughout all hours of the day, folks. So if you got one of those nights that you're spending your time and you're saying to yourself, I can't sleep because the price of that transmission overhaul or that transmission replacement, do I even need it? Why did I spend that kind of money? And if you need help, price on that credit card that you're spending, we're going to lower the price. I can do all the talking for you consulting-wise at the repair shop or the transmission shop, even the brake shop. Remind yourself one thing, though, is that safety is a big concern, and you want to make sure that your brakes are working correctly, everything's working correctly. Oh, it's time to go into the email bag. Woo, before the garage door goes down. Let's do it. Throw me the bag, Eddie, the engine emailer. Let's do it. Let's go in that email bag. Oh, there's one. He says, I'm wrinkling all the emails. I am. Okay, let's do it. This one I can, looks like I can read. Email, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. This one is awesome, right here in from Boise, Michelle. She says, good spring to you, Mark. I need your help trying to figure out why I have no brake lights. Both of my brake lights are out. I checked the ATC fuse, and it looks good. Is there a brake light relay that I need to replace? Thank you, Michelle. Tuning in on KBOI 93.1 FM in Boise, Idaho. Awesome. Hey, Michelle, let's do a shout-out. Good to have you along. She also says she's driving a Chevy Trailblazer, and she listens on the first and second hour and goes to GCNLive.com to get the third hour. Yes, let's do a shout-out. First and foremost, News Talk, KBOI, AM 670, and also 93.1 FM, Nampa, Caldwell, CUNA, McCall, of course, Ontario, Oregon, Baker, Oregon. Oh, yeah. Hello, Melba, Boise, Idaho. Absolutely. Good to have you guys along right here in the local area. Appreciate it. Michelle, thank you. And she going to GCN Live. KBY only takes the first and second hour. And Michelle, talk to Nate. Tell him we need the third hour in there, too, now. Appreciate it. Michelle, your brake lights. thank you for saying that you checked the fuse. And yeah, ATC, good job, good job. Isn't that nice? The Chevy Trailblazers actually have a little map right there on the fuse box. Now, Michelle, what you got going on here is you probably got some bulbs burned out in the back, okay? So go to the back. It's just two screws, torque bits. Unscrew the taillight housing itself. Pull it out. Unscrew counterclockwise. Pull the bulb out. Put a new bulb in. If they're dark and brown or black, they're bad. That's what's going on, Michelle, okay? So you need new bulbs. And by the way, if you see where the bulb is plugged in kind of melted or dark, like black or brown, your circuit board right there is burnt out. You need a new circuit board. And by the way, you can get those at AutoZone right here in the Boise, Idaho area, or O'Reilly's, of course, or Advanced Auto Parts. So you can get that done. So appreciate it. Michelle, thank you. Oh, Michelle, send me an address so I can send you a gift bag.
And now it's time for A Word with Mark.
This week, the word is dream. Do you have a dream? Do you dream at night about your dream? No matter how big or how small that dream is, make your dream come true, folks. Buy that new ride, car or truck, maybe that Honda two-wheeler. Buy it and make sure that your dream comes true. Work for it. Because when you work for your dream for sure comes true. I just dream to have good brakes. I want to stop. Thanks for joining me, everybody. See you next week. Drive safe and motor on.
But now it's time to say goodbye to Mark and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back next week to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Hillbilly, that is. Set a spell. Take your shoes off. Y'all come back now. Here.
This has been a Loose Nut production. Thanks, everybody.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.